Continuing on now on this Agriculture Today, farm and ranch enterprise management in 2016 and some of the indicators from the latest Kansas Net Farm Income Summary posted recently by the Kansas Farm Management Association. Along with us once again, Kevin Herbel of the KFMA. Well, Kevin, we talked about the crop enterprises and how those broke down this past year. Now, let's turn to the livestock production side. And obviously talking a different set of parameters here, but how would you characterize the returns to livestock production in general this past year?
Well, in general, during this past year, you know, if we look and even just compare, say, the cow herds in 2016 with the previous average, certainly we saw a negative movement in where that net return is at. If we look at the livestock feeding, the background finishing, look at the dairy production, each of those enterprises showing a backing up or a negative position in 2016 compared to where it had been in the years just prior to that. And we'd had, not all that long back, one of our better years relative to the cow-calf operations anyhow, and where that had been and the impact that had relative to the net incomes and the net return to those farms. So always a need to be making adjustments and adapting to what our environment presents. As we discussed with the crop enterprise information, certainly the variations from one farm to the next as we divide the farms in the profit categories and the importance of managing the resources that are a part of that operation and seeking to know and understand them and manage well what's being faced by that operation.
Can you, as you look at the numbers, though, point to one or two specifics that led to this backup, if you will, in returns to cattle production or livestock production more broadly?
Well, if we look at the cow-calf operations, and here just referring to the cow-calf operations where we had enterprise analysis and they were looking to sell the calves at weaning, if we look at just the cost side of that, the previous five-year average feed cost per cow was right at $505 a cow, and the number for 2016 was $502.63. Mm-hmm. So very similar feed cost. If we look at non-feed costs, it was $516, the previous five-year average, and $515.54 in 2016. So cost-wise, we can say in the midst of the environment we were facing, we had essentially across the average farm level costs in 2016 compared to the prior five-year average. So if we've shown a decreased net return and we had level costs, we know where that decreased return came from.
And that's price.
And that would be our revenue side anyhow, mm-hmm. So which would certainly be price and production. Here our production, we're looking at our pounds. The pounds beef produced per cow, comparatively of 16 to the five-year average, was just about a seven-pound difference. It was actually 7 pounds higher in 2016, so just slightly heavier calves for the average herd. So that does come back to the price level, certainly, and the influence of the price received for the calves sold, as well as for any breeding stock, retained heifers, and those type of things, and some of those adjustments that might occur relative to the inventories.
So as you look at those numbers, and again, we're talking in broad terms here, understood, but were producers apparently managing their costs decently, even though revenue was down?
I think we can look at things and say that was the case on an average basis. And there again, every time you look at averages, there's dangers,
sure.
Dangers within that. And we will here in the coming weeks be looking at this at a more detailed level. Each year recently, Dustin Pendle in our department, Kevin Duvetter before him, had been taking a fairly detailed look at over a number of year time period what the cost structure of the various cow herds look like and comparing the high profit with the low profit operations. If we look at just where things were in general here, though, I think you could say things were being managed well from that standpoint, mm-hmm. But certainly a difficult circumstance when your prices are backing up on you as you're moving through that production season.
Now, as you and your economists pull this report together, you do account for those diversified operations, crops and cattle, for instance, most common here in the state of Kansas. when you combine the two and look at the returns to those, were they more favorable than what was seen when examining crops exclusively or cattle production singularly?
Well, I think as we look, it depends certainly where a farm was at. You know, were they sitting in one of those areas where the yields were above trend, or an area where yields were below trend? Did the livestock help support the crop, or did it work vice versa? In a lot of cases, and I think this has been true all across time, that a part of what can help make a livestock operation profitable is efficient feed production. And so certainly the crop production side, especially relative to the forage crops and the crops that are being used as inputs into that livestock operation, can very much be an important part of helping diversification work for an operation, whether that's a cow herd operation and they're producing forages to be feed source for the cows, whether it's a dairy operation, whether it's a farrow-to-finish hog operation, producing feed for the hogs on that operation. Each of those instances, efficient feed production contributes very positively to efficient profitability of that operation. And there certainly can be ways then where using labor more efficiently can be an advantage to diversification on that farm by being able to utilize a labor resource across different times of the year and in different ways that help make that more efficient. Machinery inputs and resources from that standpoint certainly can be used more efficiently at times. There's other times specialization can help add efficiency as well. And so very difficult within that to make blanket statements. I think we would see in general diversification having a positive effect on net farm income. Specifically, I think we need to back up and be sure to point out and say that for an individual operator to know and understand the resources they're operating with, to know and understand their skill sets, to know and understand the management abilities that they have and how those things all contribute together, and put those together in a way that best utilizes what's before them to manage is where diversification is going to work the best. And in other instances, those skill sets may contribute toward specialization and allowing specialization to lead to greater efficiency and greater profitability as well. So very site-specific, you might say, mm-hmm. to a given operation as to whether diversification or specialization is going to be best for that operation.
Well, Kevin, as a parting thought, we do want to come back to this point you made earlier and have you expand on it. And that is, as folks look at the numbers here, as they might study the new report out of the Kansas Farm Management Association, the enterprise analysis, the breakdowns of enterprises, how they performed economically this past year, there is this wide swath, if you will, between the upper third of profitability, the lower third of profitability. We can talk averages, but that's where the rubber meets the road here, doesn't it?
That is very much the case. And I've said this often when we've talked together, Eric, but the importance of each operator knowing their numbers and using their numbers as they're making management decisions. A key thing that I would want them to gain from hearing our interview, from seeing the numbers posted on the Ag Manager website, would be having that trigger in their mind, the importance that they need to be keeping a good quality set of records. Yeah. They need to be utilizing those records to help them make improved management decisions, to understand their financial position, to understand their cost of production, and know how and where they can build on strengths, how and where they need to improve areas of weakness or areas of cost inefficiency, and look for someone to bring in around them to help provide them advice, help guide them in understanding those numbers if they need that help. But by having their own set of numbers, they can benchmark, they can compare with these numbers that we've posted. They can understand where they need to be when it comes to pricing the products that they're seeking to raise.
Well, all of this is very much in the wheelhouse of what the Kansas Farm Management Association offers to producers as they participate. If you'd like to learn more about the association itself, You can go to agmanager.info, click on the KFMA link. You'll also find there the executive summary of the 2016 net farm income analysis from the association and some of the particulars there and much more. As you and your colleagues break it out further, Kevin, we're looking forward to that. And we appreciate your observations right here. Many thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
And talking enterprise analysis and how those various agricultural enterprises performed in 2016, as per this report, Kevin Herbel is the executive director of the Kansas Farm Management Association. Once more, agmanager.info. You're listening to Agriculture Today. When we return, today's Kansas wheat harvest update for you, plus more here on the K-State Radio Network. Please stay with us.